Hey everybody, I'm Scott Klein. I'm here with Nico. Nico, how are you doing?
I'm very fine, Scott.
Good. In from Portugal?
Yes, all over the Atlantic Ocean.
All over the Atlantic Ocean. So you are here for MVP Summit and you're a SQL Server MVP?
No, I'm a Data Platform MVP. That's much better than SQL Server.
is it Data Platform MVP?
Yes.
Okay, so they got, okay.
We got upgraded.
Got upgraded. Nice. All right, so how are the sessions going so far?
Very awesome. I can't share the details. You know, it's all under NDA.
That's right. Okay, but
worth it.
But worth coming. Okay, good. Yeah, good. So, you and I know each other from a long time ago. We've been doing SQL because you are very involved in the community, right? You've been doing. You got a couple user groups going.
Right.
You've been doing a couple SQL Saturdays,
yeah.
Lisbon and Porto. Although you handed Porto over to some very capable people.
Right.
How's the community going over in Portugal?
Very fine.
Very fine.
I think overall there are not only MVPs, other community volunteers. We have a lot of different user groups which dedicated to .NET, SharePoint, Office 365. Data platform, it's huge.
Is it huge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, and that's a good point. And you bring up an excellent point. I mean, you're a data platform MVP, but really, you know, what are you seeing in the community? What's the, you know, where's the excitement being generated? You know, because they're talking SQL Server 2016 and yay, great stuff. But really, what's generating all the excitement?
I think the new developments.
New developments.
I think it's very much about the geeky stuff. You know, the thing that moves all of us. It's like the development team builds something new into the engine. Wow, I want to find out.
Yeah.
Once I found out, I mean, I want to share it with the others.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it happens with almost everybody.
Okay. Yep.
That's
so. I'm going to ask you pointed questions, really, at this point. 2006, SQL Server 2016, they've talked about it, so we don't want, you know, CTPs out there, we know a lot of what are the features. What's the general feeling around 2016?
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's right. That's the official statement, by the way.
No, it might be, without any marketing or whatever, it might be the best release of SQL Server ever.
Ever? So, because I know SQL engineering, we've heard Sean Bice go, this is the most significant release of SQL Server since, I think he even said ever, or since 2005 or something like that. It's quite a long time.
That's basically the golden standard.
Yeah, exactly. So is that the kind of sentiment you're seeing from the SQL, from the other MVPs?
Absolutely. I mean, if you tackle, like if you spread all the features that are coming, all the improvements for the older features, especially the huge amount of the new features, just think like, it's unbelievable.
Okay.
It's unbelievable, you know, it's not, and one of the most important thing that we can see, it's not the end, it's the start of the journey.
Yeah.
Which makes people like,
want
more.
So it's an exciting time at this point. I think it's an exciting time to be an MVP, right?
It's exciting time to be in the technology.
In the technology, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Yeah, very well put. So what are you going to take away from this, because you've been an MVP, what?
For a couple of years.
For a few years. What are you going to take away from this conference? Just given that, like you said, just the general excitement around all the technologies, right? All the developments. What are you going to take away from this conference, this MVP Summit, that you really haven't taken away from maybe some of the others?
Maybe the confidence that Microsoft is investing in the old technology that our clients are loving and using.
Yep.
Like starting with the integration services, reporting services, analysis services, and you know, and the new visions for the future, like related to SQL Server engine, like a Stretch DB, and always encrypted, row level security. There are so many things.
Yeah.
So it's basically the confidence that the good old stuff is not forgotten.
Right.
It's being brought on. The new stuff and also the exciting part of the analytics, which is R and Azure ML and all those.
All that great stuff. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Do you get the feeling, because I was, before I joined Microsoft, I was an MVP for a few years, and I think I came to two or three of these, and it was exciting, right? But I really didn't get the, I don't think I was long enough to feel the impact. Do you get the feeling that Microsoft is, values the MVP and really listens to your feedback?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I don't think it's like it's a universally spread feeling. I can only speak for myself as a person. Really, I talk to the development teams, to the program managers, and I never had the feeling that I would be totally ignored. Never.
Yeah.
So I'm okay. Very okay. That.
Good. Awesome. Well, good. You're here all week. When do you head back?
Hopefully Saturday.
Hopefully. Why? What's going on Saturday?
Lufthansa is starting the strike on Thursday.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
So I might have to have you back over to my house for.
I don't know. Everything is possible.
Yeah. Good. Awesome. Nico, thanks very much. Appreciate it. We will see you soon, my friend. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.